Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the RomReal presentation of second quarter 2015 results conference call. My name is Monye, and I'll be your operator for today. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer portion. If at any time you require operator assistance, please press star zero, and we will be happy to assist you. I would now like to turn the conference over to the conference operator. Please proceed.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the RomReal second quarter 2015 results presentation. The second quarter report and investor presentation can be found on our homepage, www.romreal.com. or alternatively on www.newsweb.no. This conference call will also be recorded and put online on www.romreal.com. Please turn to page 3 of the presentation that was distributed together with the second quarter 2015 report yesterday following the closing of the market. Here you can find a summary of the highlights of the second quarter 2015 results. The net asset value, or NAV, was 0.47 euro, or 4.04 Norwegian krona per share, at the end of the second quarter. This is a 1.3% decrease compared to the end of the first quarter 2015. With regards to the operational highlights, the company completed the sale of the Brashov plot and also sold two more plots in Kalsar Peninsula. The proceeds were used to pay down the bank debt. Following the end of the reporting quarter, the company sold three more plots in the Tatar Peninsula for a total consideration of around 225,000 euro. The company has now sold 12 out of the total 15 plots at Tatar Peninsula. On the 10th of July 2015, the company announced the approval of a partial and conditional sale of 1,956 square meters of the Balada Market plots for a net price of 537,900 euro. All concluded or pending asset sales are done on or above the carrying IFRS value. On the financial results, there was a net loss of 866,000 euros in the second quarter of 2015 compared to a profit of 98,000 euros in the second quarter of 2014. The loss is mainly due to the foreign exchange fluctuation. Operating cash flow for the quarter was a negative 109,000 euros compared to a negative 159,000 euros in the same period last year. Due to asset sales and reduction of bank debt, the net cash flow was almost zero during the quarter. The company has repaid 893,000 euro of bank debt. Please turn to the next page. This is an overview of the company's land bank situated mainly in Constanza and with some plots in Bucharest. The hospital plot, found in position 11, was renamed by the management to Alexandria plot for marketing purposes. During the second quarter of 2015, the company completed the sale of the Brashov plot and it was therefore removed from the balance sheet and subsequently from its list. The management is proactively seeking to sell further properties and it expects further disposals. Now, if you please turn to page 5. The purpose of this table is to track the changes in the net asset value or NAV of the company under international financial reporting standards. The investment property, which consists of the company's land bank, stands at 27,363,000 euro and reflects the value set in the latest end-of-year valuation by Knight Frank. Inventories mainly refer to developments that were stopped during the financial crisis, and in particular the Oasis development. Inventories at the second quarter 2015 are at 2,399,000 euro. Cash in the company at the end of the first quarter is, second quarter is 303,000 euro, plus an investment in a liquid bond of 746,000 euro. Total cash and cash equivalent at the end of the year was 1,049,000 euro. Other assets or liabilities are minus 10,636,000 euro, mainly due to the Alpha Bank loan, balance of which currently stands at 11,505,000 euro, including the accrued interest and following the payment made from the final sale of the project plot. This provides a movement in the NAV in the second quarter of 2015 of -256,000 euro. This shows a decrease of 1.3% compared to the first quarter of the year. This is mainly the result of the divestment of the assets during the quarter. Please turn over to page 6 for the financial highlights. This is a table indicating the financial highlights of the first quarter results compared with the same quarter last year. The operating revenue was 1,195,000 euro compared to a total of 218,000 euro in the second quarter of last year. The income relates to the sale of some of the land bank assets, in particular 1,138,000 in the second quarter of 2015 versus 125,000 euros in the second quarter of 2014. It also includes rent received on some of the land bank assets awaiting development. Total operating expenses amount to 154,000 euros in the second quarter of 2015 compared to 266,000 euros in the same quarter last year. The total operating expenses of the company were around 4% lower than the ones in the same quarter of 2014. Out of the total operating expenses, the main cost items relate to general and administration costs in connection with the running of the group, which are relatively flat and kept to the minimum. The other operating income or expense is driven by the change in the value of investment property as a result of the effect of the foreign currency exchange rate before translating them into the functional currency of the group. During the second quarter of this year, there were no changes to the euro values of the investment property. The net of other operating income expense in the second quarter of 2015 amounted to a net loss of 581,000 euros compared to a net loss of 661,000 euros in the same quarter last year. During this quarter, ROM Real generated an operating profit of 460,000 euros compared to a loss of 709,000 euros in the same quarter last year. The interest expense includes the expense accrued for the period with interest due to Alpha Bank loan in the amount of 86,000 euros. Foreign exchange results for the second quarter of this year was a loss of 1,187,000 euros compared to a net foreign exchange gain of 843,000 euros in the same quarter last year. During the quarter, the Romanian leu or RON depreciated by 2% against the euro. The main items that generate foreign exchange differences are the intercompany loans and the loan taken from Alpha Bank, with a principal amount of 10.6 million euros plus its accrued interest to date. The company's policy is to hedge these effects by retaining most of its cash in euro and also by denominating all receivables in euro. Although not reflected from an accounting perspective, practice in real estate is that transactions are denominated in euro and payments made at the exchange rate ruling at the date of payment, hence reducing the risk of cash losses during the exchange rate movements. The result before tax during the second quarter of this year was a loss of 812,000 euro compared to a gain before tax of 39,000 euro in the same quarter last year. The company's cash and cash equivalents position at the end of the second quarter was 303,000 euros compared to 310,000 euro as at the end of the first quarter of 2015. In 2015, the group invested in a bond issued by Svenska Handelsbanken. The bond is expected to be called by its issuer at par, and the expected yield to maturity amounts to 3.01%. At the end of the second quarter, the principal amount placed in the bond and the accrued interest was at 746,000 euro. Can you now please turn to the next page? Romania continues to announce positive news related to its macroeconomic development. Romania's GDP increased by 4.3% during the first quarter and by 3.2% during the second quarter of 2015 compared to the same period last year. The National Bank forecast a GDP growth of 4% for 2015, a view that is shared by analysts of the most important banks in the area. Private consumption was the main source supporting growth in employment and wages. The macroeconomic environment is solid with low inflation and fiscal and external deficits. However, unless much by public and private investment, the rapid growth in consumption risk creating deficits. Wages have continued to grow in 2015 after a 5.3% growth in 2014. Inflation is expected to remain low, averaging only 0.9% this year. This should ensure robust real income growth, particularly as unemployment will gradually fall through the year. A reduction of the VAT in Romania from 24% to 20% has been agreed yesterday by the main political parties. The reduction is expected to be voted in the Parliament next week and is expected to take effect from the 1st of January 2016. Please turn to the next page. The real estate market continues to recover. The transaction volume kept up with last year's performance, and land transactions for office and residential projects started to gain momentum. Residential developers re-entered the market with adjusted projects previously put on hold. Developers that have been in the market also try out projects with higher price tags. Apartment prices continue to rise. For example, in Bucharest, prices are almost flat, but in Constanta, prices have already increased 6.1% compared to last year as of July 2015. An improved activity was also recorded in the land segment, where demand has increased in early 2015. With consideration to the terms of the offer, meaning a good construction permit and attractive asking price, a number of investors have started to buy land with a view to secure the basis for future developments. In the land transactions market in the previous period was mainly represented by plots suitable to retailers. Now, other types of developers have also increased their activity for developing other types of projects. Please turn to the next page. The attached graphs indicate the trend in the apartment prices in Romania and Constanta as recorded by the largest Romanian online property platform, Imobiliare.ro. Housing prices in Romania have indicated an increase of 4.2% compared with the same quarter last year and currently estimate an average of 944 euro per square meter. Apartment prices in Constanta have increased 6.1% compared to the same quarter last year, reaching 905 euros per square meter. Please turn to page 10. On this page, you can find the list of the top 20 shareholders of RomReal. The top 20 shareholders list is publicly available information. It has been printed here as a service to investors. Over to the next page, please. This is a summary to update investors on the status of the Alpha Bank loan. This is a secured loan with nominal value of 11,505,000 euro at the end of the second quarter 2015. The loan matures on November 27, 2015. The company has a right to extend the loan for 1 plus 1 year, provided that the interest is paid upfront at extension. The company has the required liquidity to extend the loan. During 2014 and 2015, the company has reduced the principal amount with the net proceeds from the asset sales of 893,000 euro. As part of the extension in November 2015, the company will ask for rights to extend the loan with another year option. Please turn to the last page for an update on the company's outlook. This is a summary of the main focus areas going forward. In general, RomReal expects the recent positive economic development in the macroeconomic environment to reflect in a continued improvement of the real estate market in 2015. In addition to sales of plots, the company seeks to add incremental value to the individual plots during the period in which they are part of the land bank, up until a potential sale is completed. Any changes in the plots, any additional values added to the plots, will not jeopardize the potential sale in the future. The company has the necessary liquidity to extend the Alpha Bank loan in November 2015. And also, the company expects further asset disposals at satisfactory prices in the quarters to come. And this concludes our presentation for today. Thank you for participating. This presentation will shortly be uploaded to our homepage, www.romreal.com, for your convenience. We will be available for questions by email or phone shortly after the call has ended. We wish you a good day.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you. That concludes today's conference. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect and have a great day.